Eternal God, make us this day to remember the unseen cloud of witnesses who encompass us about, those who in every age and generation witness to their faith in life and in death, those who by their courage and their sacrifice won for us the freedom and the liberty we enjoy. Grant to us in this life never to forget those who have gone before, so that in the life to come we may share their blessedness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
November has been celebrated in the church as a day to honor all the saints known and unknown. In the New Testament, Christians referred to themselves and to fellow Christians as saints. The saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus. Here at First Christian Church, we honor in a special service those who have died in the previous year. Today, Sunday, November the 1st, 2020, we honor the lives and memories of these First Christian Church members and families. And I want to add to that, this year, for so many reasons, has been difficult. And we have lost our family members here at times that we couldn't come together and celebrate. So it's especially important this day that we come together to honor and memorialize them in this special way. The first church member that we would like to honor is the memory of Dave Coyne.
Forrest and I, lighting this candle in honor of Dave Coyne, also known as Daddy to his children, Dee Dee to his grandchildren. We were fortunate to have him on this earth with us for many years, and we learned a lot from him. Mostly we learned about love. He loved his family. He loved his friends. He loved his church. And he loved his God. We miss you, Dee Dee, and we love you.
David Deason. David is the beloved son of Lou Lewis. We light this candle honoring his memory. Susie Spiller.
I'm Mitzi Landis. I'm Susie Spiller's daughter. Still pretty raw. I have a difficult time speaking in front of groups, but I see this as a family. My mom really loved the church, the bell choir, the book club. She loved her grandchildren. She was particularly soft for the downtrodden. She helped people. She believed in people. She let the wickedest people you could possibly think of into her home and offered them meals and places to stay. She was an amazing woman. She took great care of herself. She's somebody really I try to be like, to emulate her as much as I can. She was an amazing woman, as any of you who knew her probably think so too.
Jean Paramore Teal.
I want to thank my church family because, you know, it was a journey with Mom. But I thank God every day that while she was in hospice care, she was never in pain. And I thank God every day that though she's missed, she's no longer miserable. She's no longer confused. She's no longer lost. And she's no longer lonely.
Judy Hopper.
Judy Hopper, she started out as Judith Marie Mortimer, and 63 plus a couple months or so, she was married in this church. She went to sea with a sailor, raised three fine young men, but she always, her heart was here with this church. She taught Sunday school, the children, the young people. She was a sponsor for the Cairo and for the CYF. She taught the adult Sunday school class. She led the Beth Moore study group. But most of all, this church was her family, and she loved it very much.
Oliva Lenore Eubanks. That's Andre's mom, and Andre and Kathy couldn't be here. So I want to share a little bit that that Andre told me about his mom. Oliva had a hard life, living through the Great Depression and World War II, but she managed to find joy in whoever she met and whatever she did. She was always passionate about education. She left school in the eighth grade to pick cotton and to help support her family. She decided in her 60s to go back, got admitted to the University of Arkansas, and graduated with a bachelor's degree in elementary education at the age of 68. Her passion for education was so obvious that among her three children, two have master's degrees and one has a doctorate. Oliva was extremely artistically talented. She loved to write, to paint, and to sing. She and her two sisters sang together as the Davis Sisters, were very popular in Arkansas, and were often on the radio. She still has recordings among the archives of a couple of universities today. She also loved to draw, paint, and write. She blessed many people with her artwork. She had several local news articles in print, and she won an award for one of her short stories. Yes, she had a hard life, but she always found joy, and she always looked after her kids. She was most of all a good mother, and she is loved and missed. Thomas Wayne Simmons.
Wayne was my baby brother. He lived in California, and it was such an awful time for me because I didn't feel like we handled his passing properly. You can do what you can do in these kind of times. We miss him terribly.
Jane Moore.
When Jane passed away, there was an outpouring of love and support from all over, but none more so than from this church. And there's a little poem I like that says it better than I ever could. It says, "Think where a man's glory both begins and ends, and say my glory was I had such friends." We were not able to have a service for Jane because of the COVID restrictions, so this lighting of this candle at her church is very special to our family. She was a member here for about 40 years. She loved her church and she loved the people. She loved her family and we loved her. We miss her very much, but we believe we will see her again. We were blessed to be at her bedside the moment that her soul left her body. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mary Blackburn.
Mary lost her battle with cancer September 5th. She had played many roles in her life. She was a daughter, a sister of five. She was an aunt. And then she came here. And she became a mother to Boone and a wife to my son, Trevor. She was devoted, supportive, and loving to them both. Even though someone is no longer with us in our daily lives, they do continue to shape our lives. Each time we remember them, we think about how they would have done something and are influenced in doing that, whatever that might be, in the same way. We remember Mary for her strength, her compassion, and her non-judgmental acceptance of everyone. Also, her culinary skills and her healing hands, if anyone's ever had a massage by her. Thank you, Lord, for the time we had with Mary. And thank you also for the memories she left with us. Until we see her again in spirit. Amen.
Dick Coyle.
Dick grew up in this church. I don't know. There's very few here now that remember him, but when he was little and member of this church, and the church was somewhere downtown, I don't know where, he used to be the one that climbed up in the attic and oiled the fan every time it made noise during the sermon so that people could hear the sermon. But being in this church, he was Sunday school teacher, chairman of the board, elder, just about any job Dick had here. And he stayed for a long, long time, and then while his wife went to the Catholic Church, and it finally just came down, they wanted to go to church together. So he left to go to church with Mary Margaret. And he would give you the shirt off his back. He let me swim in his pool when nobody's around, just so I could be completely peaceful. But we will miss Dick and all of his outreach programs.
Jim Kaiser.
Jim was married to Bill's sister. And he was a really great brother-in-law. He loved his kids. He loved his family. We always had fun when we were there at Christmas, when we lived up north. And Jim would just be the funny one. But right after dinner, he was on couch asleep, and he could sleep through anything. And he lost his battle with Parkinson's. And we all miss him very much.
Is there anyone else who has lost someone in this past year that they would like to memorialize? You're lighting a candle for Bernie.
Maybe you could say more, but he was my Facebook friend, and he came to church every Sunday. And that was such a witness to me. I love this church, and I love all of you, but this year was so hard to lose so many people. And you go through his Facebook page, you learn so much. What a smart guy. This world is missing some good people.
Thanks, Gina. If you have been keeping up with Janice, Janice is in Washington State and is doing really well.
I would like to also memorialize my great uncle Toby Powell. He was the mayor of this amazing, rapidly growing and beautiful town. And he was, I didn't quite know him as well as those closest to him, but he was an amazing person, both as a person, as a public person, and also as a person to be respected and honored.
The time I got to know Toby was at the soup kitchen at the Salvation Army. And all of the leadership of Conroe was back there making, we do the best sloppy joes in the county, and they were helping Bobby and her crew do sloppy joe, and Toby was back there just having a good time helping people. Really a wonderful guy. Gracious God, we have lifted up to you those of our family who have gone us on before us. The banners of the saints stretch back across the centuries, and we are honored when we can call them friend, mother, father, loved one. And we come before you this day humbled by the notion that you love us so much that eternal life is available for us. We ask these in the prayers of our deepest heart, in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.